Good morning. Once again, this another Monday morning. It's the last Monday now in the month of April, and thank you for taking the time to meet around the Word of God with us again here at our daily devotional spot from Bali Baptist Church. Over these past weeks, we have been looking at the Word of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, and then we looked at his word to Mary at the tomb. And last week we wanted to look at the word that he spoke to the two on the road to Emmaus after his resurrection. I want today to just to think on his word to us today. It's all very interesting and a blessing to look at his words that he spoke to others, but let's just look at what he says to us today, his word to us today. But just as a way of introduction, I wanted just to read a few verses from Matthew chapter 28. And I want to start at verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And the Lord will bless the reading of his word. Now here we have the Lord speaking once again. But I want us to broaden it out a wee bit. And I want us just to think of his word to us today in a number of different situations. First of all, I want us to look at his word to the unsaved today. And that word would be come. He says to the unsaved today, come. And in Matthew 11 and verse 28, he says, Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, he says, Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come unto me, come now. And that's his word to the unconverted today. And if you're amongst those who've never yet trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour, That's his word to you today. The word to you is to come unto him. Come unto him who is able to cleanse you from sin. Come unto him who shed his precious blood at Calvary, who took upon himself there, as we've been looking at the in weeks past, at his statements or his words from the cross. It was there at Calvary that the Lord Jesus Christ paid the penalty for your sin. It was there he shed his blood that can cleanse you from sin. And he says to you today, come. Come, for all things are now ready. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. Maybe you're trying. Maybe you're trying to do your best to be good enough to get to heaven when you die. The Lord Jesus Christ says, what you have to do is to come unto me. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Come, trust in the finished work. Just trust in the work that I did for you at Calvary. See it as a work that was done for you. And take Christ at his word when he says, Come unto me, and I will give you rest. He says, All that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. So he says to the unconverted this morning, he says, Come. Maybe you can look back at a time when you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, but today finds you cold. that finds you careless in the things of God, termed as a backslider, maybe. Those who have gone back from their previous commitments to Christ, and you're a backslider. His word unto you today is to return. Malachi 3 and 7 says this, "Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts." Maybe today your condition as a backslider is causing you concern. I hope it is. It ought to if you're a backslider. It ought to cause you concern that you've wandered away from God. You know, sometimes I think that the parable of the prodigal son is the parable to the backslider. Remember, he was the son in the father's house who took away from the father's house, thought he could do better on his own. And there he went away and he wasted his substance. All that he had had from the father he has now lost. He's lost his wealth, he's lost his peace, he's lost that communion with the Father. But there was that time whenever he was at that low ebb, and maybe the ebb you're at today, when he turned his gaze once again to the Father's house and determined to return. And you know, the Father saw him a great way off. And you know, that tells me one very important thing. Whenever that young fella left the Father's house, he didn't leave the Father's heart. He was there in the heart of the Father throughout all his wayward times. And as he sought to return, it says, and when he was yet a great way off, his Father saw him and ran, fell on his neck and kissed him. Dear backslider, today return. The Father waits. He looks, as it were, down the road. And when you turn, when you start that process of returning to him on your knees in repentance, then you'll find him willing and able to have you back. And he'll run to meet you. And he'll kiss you and put on you the best robes. He says to the backslider, return. But to us who are seeking to walk for him, seeking to live for him today, what does he say to you and to me this morning? Well, we have it here in this verse in Matthew. Chapter 28, he says, go. Go, and Mark puts it another way. He says, go you into all the world and preach the gospel. You know, it's easy as a believer to sit and rest, as it were, on our laurels, to do, get into a routine of doing this and to doing that, and seeking to live for him. But the Lord wants us to be active. He says, go. Go you into all the world and preach the gospel. And ever he was speaking to them again just before he ascended into heaven from all of it. There in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, he tells them to go to Jerusalem to preach the word after they would have received power, to go to Jerusalem. Go to Jerusalem. That's the family. That's those around you. That's those nearest and dear. Go to them with the word. And then to Judea. That's to the regions round about. That's to the neighbourhood. Live before the neighbourhood and speak before the neighbours of the things of God. Go to them. Then there's Samaria. That's to those who are a bit further out and who maybe would be in opposition to the gospel. Go to them. And then to the uttermost parts of the earth. But the going starts in the home place. And that's what the Lord says to you and me today as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, seeking to walk for him. He says, go. To the unconverted, he says, come. To the backslider, he says, return. To the believer, he says, go with the gospel. Go with the gospel by word and deed, so that our families, so that our neighbours, so that those we come in contact with, maybe in the workplace, or maybe even on holiday or times like this, that they might take knowledge that we've been with Jesus, and that we might be able to speak a word for him, empowered by the Spirit of God, led by the Spirit of God. He says we're to go after the Spirit of God. The power came on them. He says, go. But there's one other little word that he says to us as believers today, and it's this. Lo. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. What a word of comfort he speaks to our hearts today. Lo. That word lo is very hard to describe. It's an adverb, I believe, or an adjective. It's a description word, but it means here's something that's surprising. Here's something that's unusual. Here's something you might find hard to believe. Lo. Lo, I am with you always. Here's the Lord Jesus Christ said, of a certainty, here's something that you can rest on. I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. There'll never be a day in your experience as a believer that the Lord Jesus Christ isn't with you. Because he has promised in this little word that we are thinking of here, lo, I am with you always. He says that to you and to me as a child of God today. Lo. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Isn't that right? He says, I'm a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He says, lo, I'm with you always, no matter what your trouble is today. No matter how harassed you are today with all the troubles and cares and all that's going on around us in these days, remember this. The Lord's word to you today is this. Lo, I am with you always. If you're unsaved, come to him. If you're backslidden, return to him. As brethren and sisters who know and love the Lord, we're to go for him, depending on this promise. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. What lovely words he has for us today. Thank you for taking the time to listen. This is the end of our little daily devotional. This is the last week. We thank you for joining with us week by week. We trust that the words that you've heard from us throughout these past 3 months have been a blessing to your soul. And may the Lord be with you. May you know the Lord's presence day by day in the days that lie ahead. Let us bow together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity once again to turn to the Word of God and to hear you speak to us. Lord, we pray for those unsaved that they might come to that place of repentance and trust in thee. For those who have gone astray and backslidden, Father, we pray that they'll return to the Saviour, to the Father who watches for them. For those of us who are your children, give us, Lord, the power today. Anoint us today to go to the family, to go to the neighbours, to go to those around us, Lord, with the word of the gospel. Be with us now, Lord, and bless us, and bless each and every one who has joined us this morning, we pray, in our Saviour's name. Amen. Amen. And thank you once again.